You've seen a
okay,
lot.
Okay, this
right?
is a weird story. So, yeah. A guy came into the pawn shop with 7 human skulls and a duffel bag. I am not kidding, okay? And it was like, whoa.
How did you pick the pawn shop world as what you wanted to be in?
No, I was always buying and selling stuff when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, you know, eventually just turned into getting a pawn shop.
Who's the most famous contact in your phone?
Welcome into the Next Up podcast. I am your host, Adam Brenneman. Cool episode for you today. It's with my man, Rick Harrison. You know him as a reality TV star. He's the star of the show, Pawn Stars. I know you've seen him there. This interview was in Las Vegas at the Super Bowl on Radio Row. Rick Harrison had a crew following him everywhere he went, lines to see him. The guy is a cultural icon and one of the biggest names in the world of entertainment and reality television. So this is a great interview talking about his life, his career, and the most famous contact he has in his phone. Interesting answer on that one. Before we get there, please support this podcast by liking it, subscribing on YouTube, Apple, or Spotify, wherever you're listening, and then commenting and sharing it with a friend. All your support allows me to travel around the country and grow this podcast to the level it is now and get on amazing guests just like Rick Harrison. Let's go talk to Rick.
Next up.
All right, big news. We dropped our merch at Mercury, the college sports company. We have college football tees, college basketball tees, the perfect gift for anyone in your life and perfect for you. I wear them all the time, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's working out. I love the college football tee. So click on the link in the description or go to shop.teammercury.io. That's shop.teammercury.io and use my code ADAMB15 for 15% off your purchase. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase. And guys, you buying our merch supports me, supports our company, and allows me to go around and have the best guests on our podcast. So get some of the best merch you can get in college sports, college football, college basketball. We have tees for our podcast. We have hats. We have sweatshirts, everything you could possibly want. Shop.teammercury.io. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase.
Man, I like that ring, man. That's sweet. Damn, I'm
Ram.
Loving it. That's sweet.
What, 21 rate?
That's sweet.
Ring.
I love it. I love it. I wish I had one of those.
Yeah. I'm an athlete. I got a Giants ring in my pocket, too.
Really? You just carry big flashy rings everywhere? Is that the style?
No, I was going to wear that one, too, but it doesn't. It's a little too small for me. So.
Damn. That would probably fit on me. Yeah. That's sweet. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming along. I'm excited to talk to you. Big fan of your show. So when I saw your name on the list, I had to hound your people to try to get you over here. So
okay, yeah, no problem.
That.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're here. But yeah, I wanted to start with your career journey. How did you pick the pawn shop world as what you wanted to be in?
No, I was always buying and selling stuff when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, you know, eventually just turned into getting a pawn shop, and then. Yeah. You know, it was always like, you know, I have a pawn shop on the strip. You know what I mean? And like, I was always like a media whore because that was like free advertising. So I'd always like, I put my, like, you know, it was the only 24-hour pawn shop on the strip in Las Vegas. And so before you know it, I'm getting Super Bowl rings, things like that. Yeah. So I used to put I put my Super Bowl rings on eBay like a week before the Super Bowl. Like, so then like a bunch of reporters, radio stations and things like that would call me, and it was always free press and it was always good for business. So like 20 years ago, I'm thinking like, hey, if I get one of these reality shows, get a season or two, you know, it might be good for business. Yeah. And now I start, Monday I start filming season 21.
It's crazy. Wow.
I'm on, I'm broadcasting 150 countries, 38 languages, and I stream everywhere.
Yeah. How did you get the reality show? What's that process like?
I went through 17. I pitched it to 17 different production companies. Uh-huh. And after pitching it for a few years, I, you know, finally began to figure out how Hollywood, New York works. Yeah. Okay, no one wants you unless someone else wants you. So I started lying.
Yeah.
And I was literally telling producers that, like, these other production companies want me. And then everyone started just knocking down the door, wanting to make
That's
a TV
great.
Show with me.
That's great. When the show started, when did you realize, you know, things probably changed at some point, where you went from just the guy that owned the pawn shop in Vegas to, like, an actual celebrity where everyone knew who you were? Do you remember when that changed?
No, it aired in July of 2009. You know, I mean, I could see business definitely picking up and everything, but I took a couple of weeks off during Christmas, come back, show up in the morning at work. I got the fire department there because there's, you know, like a couple hundred people trying to get into the pawn shop, and it just blew up.
Yeah.
It went insane, and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah. When you have great items come in, I always, when I watch the show, I always think sometimes, is there ever moments where you just want to keep things for yourself and not resell them? You're like, this is that cool? Or do you have enough things? Or do you have a collection of things that you just kept?
My entire house is decorated pawn shop motif. Yeah. I have a ton of weird, cool stuff. Yeah.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen come in?
I mean, that's so hard.
You've seen a lot.
Okay,
right?
This is a weird story. So a guy came in the pawn shop with 7 human skulls and a duffel bag. I am not kidding, okay? And it was like, whoa. I mean, but he showed me all the... There was a dental school in the Midwest, okay? And they were selling out like a warehouse full of just old stuff. And I guess they used to teach with real skulls and everything like that. And I'm looking at this guy like, you know, on the show when I say, let's do some paperwork. Well, that paperwork is I'm buying stuff off you and turning it into the FBI. Right, a little police report to the FBI and the local police. You know what? The blank storm that will happen if I ever bought these off you. Yeah, but that was the weirdest. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. Yeah, you probably had a lot of questions when that came in.
Yeah, I'm like, no, dude. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, no doubt. That's strange. What advice would you have for entrepreneurs that want to get into it? Maybe not pawn shop, but any kind of business.
Guys, I have so many things going on. It's ridiculous at times. It overwhelms me, from running a company to my content to broadcasting to my podcast, everything I have to follow in the world of college football, be able to talk about it daily with all of you. That means I have to focus really hard during the time I'm actually working and get into a really deep thinking mode in my brain. I call it deep work. And that's why I use Trinuro. It has changed everything for me, and I got to tell you guys about it. Trinuro is the only complete brain supplement on the market. It's not just a nootropic, but it also regulates neurodegeneration and supports neuroimmunity. Trinuro was developed by a neurosurgeon who was inspired by real patients with concussions and mild TBI to enhance their cognition and protect their brains. Extremely important to me. One of my favorite parts of working with Trinuro is their affordability to the everyday customer. They have the smallest serving size on the market, 1 capsule, and the lowest cost per serving at $1.25. It's affordable for everyone. And let's be honest, guys, you gotta be willing to spend something to protect your brain. Trinuro is sourced and manufactured in the US with all natural ingredients that have been clinically tested in humans. Trinuro does not contain any banned substances. It is currently undergoing certification for athletes. I personally use Trinuro to lock in when performing a long project when I need to think really hard and it needs to get done in one of my businesses, like a website rebrand, a long newsletter, some content I need to write out, and it has been a game changer for me in the way I think. And the best part is I have a special discount code for you guys. So use the code NEXTUP20 at checkout for 20% off your order from Trinuro. Their website is trinurosupplements.com. That's T-R-I-N-E-U-R-O supplements.com. Use the code NEXTUP20 for 20% off your order. And guys, supporting the sponsors of my show helps me a ton, allows me to do this podcast at a high level and have a great guest. So please support Trinuro today and improve your brain performance in the way you think, just like I have with Trinuro.
What advice would you have for entrepreneurs that want to get into it? Maybe not pawn shop, but any kind of business.
I mean, it's just like... First off, you got to find a product or service out there that people need.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, do not take any business advice of a guy on Instagram. I've seen some of those guys that are like, they have no idea what they're talking about. Yeah. No, you need to educate yourself on what you got to do. Realize it's going to be a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you fail, it's all right. Just do it again.
Yeah. What's the most valuable lesson or life lesson you learned during this journey?
The greatest life lesson I ever had in my life, when I was 16 years old, all full of testosterone and everything, and I'm on the kitchen and my dad was mad at me and I went, blank you to my dad. Then he punched me in the face. And then when I'm like laying on the floor in the kitchen, you could just look down at me and goes, old enough to talk to me like a man, old enough to get your blank beat like what?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Awesome. Words have consequences. Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, but the whole thing is it like, you just have to realize if a business doesn't work out, try it again. Yeah. I mean, of all the businesses I open, I do 80% of them fail.
Yeah.
But that 20% more than makes up for all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Here, we got a little time. I'll tell you a great little story. Okay. So 20 years ago, right after my son's born, Mega Song, wife calls me up and says, we go online. She calls me up at work because the internet wasn't working right at the house. And she goes, we go online and order me some Pody baby bottles. Mm-hmm. I'm going like, what are you talking about? She goes, I was just watching Oprah.
Yeah.
And they got these really cool new baby bottles for infants. And I'm going like, was it a rerun? And she said, no. I'm going like, so you're a new mom, first kid, and you're watching Oprah, and they got these baby bottles that you want right away. And she goes, yeah. Could you order me 3? So like an hour later, I'm going like, dude, I'm on the phone to these people going like, I know it's weird that a pawn shop wants 5,000 baby bottles. Where do I wire the money? Because I already had a team of people selling stuff on eBay and things like that. So, no, I just saw an opportunity. I grabbed it. I made an extra $15,000 that month.
Yeah. What are some of the other business things you've done since the show? You mentioned a business as you started.
I've always built stuff. I've built spec houses and like shopping centers plenty of times in my life. I got a big shopping center on the Strip. I have a bar and a restaurant on the Strip.
Awesome.
A lot of, all the time, you hear guys all the time, they want to open up a bar, okay? Business is a lot of work, okay? And it's not the cool thing you think it is. No, if you want a bar, like during COVID, it was impossible for anybody to make money. Because if your bar is not 90% occupancy Friday and Saturday night closed, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
But like if you have a bar, I mean, like, we got karaoke night, we got open, we got bingo night, we got, you got to have something going on, you got to get the customers in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's a lot of work and it's not like, it's not the cool thing you envisioned.
Yeah.
But,
it's not always made out
to every, you know, it's, you know, you have to figure out, always keep it fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I have a small business that I opened up in 88.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most small businesses don't last. You're lucky if you last a year, you're incredibly lucky if you last five.
Yeah.
I've lasted like, what? Math, 30, like 36 years.
Yeah.
Always evolve your business. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, you know, just like, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? What can I improve? Those are the things you need to do to be successful in business.
What's the assessment process like on at the shop? Because when you see it on TV, right, they bring a piece, they bring something to you, and then you come back like a minute later and you make an offer. Is there a scientific process?
You guys know I love football. In this football season, I've been trying to find a new way to bet on sports. I'm sick of using casinos, the traditional way to do it. And I found the best way to do it, had to tell you guys about it. It's on Cut. Cut is the game-changing social betting platform. Look no further. This is where you got to be. It's a peer-to-peer betting playground. On Cut, you can bet against your friends, bet against fellow fans on sports, politics, pop culture, and much more. It's much better than just regular sports books. Cut handles payments, so no more chasing friends for money, no more talking to a bookie, hassle-free betting at its finest. And the best part, no more faceless casinos. It's personal and it's exciting. You can customize odds for what you want to bet on. Tailor your bets with fully customizable odds. It's your game in your rules on Cut. Also, we get lower VIG on Cut. Much lower VIG for a better betting experience for everybody, more winnings and less hassle. One of my favorite parts of Cut is the social features. You can dive into group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, and user profiles. It's like having a group of friends on a betting platform and betting against them if you want. Your betting experience just got a major upgrade when you use Cut. I didn't even mention yet the rewards that you get on the Cut app. You get cash back every time you bet against your friends. The more you bet, the more you earn. It is a win-win for everyone. Cut is legal in 40 plus states, which I love because I'm traveling so much, it's hard to find sports books that are legal in most states. 40 plus states for Cut, including those without traditional sports books. So put your money where your mouth is. It's time to fire on sports on the best new app. I've been looking for a long time and I found it. It's on Cut. Use my promo code ADAMB and get a 10% deposit match at cut.com. That's cut.com, K-U-T-T.com. Use my code ADAMB for a 10% deposit match when you deposit money. Again, cut.com, K-U-T-T. Get a 10% deposit match when you use my code ADAMB. And guys, supporting our sponsors helps us so much, helps me personally be able to travel around the country and bring on amazing guests. So go support Cut today.
What's the assessment process like on at the shop? Because when you see it on TV, right, they bring a piece, they bring something to you, and then you come back like a minute later and you make an offer. Is there a scientific process or
it's the minutia in my brain.
It's just your brain,
Well, no, I mean, like, you see, you've got a piece of artwork. I mean, it's... You know, you never know how long it's going to be on the wall. Generally, it takes a long time to sell it. I'm going to make more money. You know, I'm definitely going to figure in my head I'm going to make more money off it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you brought me a gold bar and I can make 1%. Like, I have no problem making 1% off you because 1% of something is a lot more than 0% of nothing.
Yeah.
Because like gold is completely liquid.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, I just like how fast it's going to sell. What's to me? Yeah. You know, generally, that's the whole thing. How fast it's going to sell?
Got speed. Yeah. Makes sense. Who's the most famous contact in your phone?
Trump.
That's a pretty good one. That's going to win that question for the day. Trump. Okay, that's good. Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
All right.
How'd you get Trump's contact? Just know him?
I've been friends with Don and Eric for a long time.
That's awesome. I was going to ask if you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who do you want to have it with? But I guess you could have it with anyone you want anyway. So,
Michio Kaku.
Okay. Why that?
Physicist. Yeah. I got some questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get some
advice. I'm a real nerd, okay? Like, Like, people ask me, like, you know, the big star football stars you want to meet and everything like that. Or, like, if Taylor Swift walked in here right now, I'd have no idea what she looked like because I read books every night. Yeah. I just really, really am that nerd.
I love it. I love it.
I mean, I've been out, like, you know, running to really, really big celebrities. I'm like, I have no idea.
You don't care. Yeah. Well, it's why you're so successful, right?
But I did have, like, the funnest dinner the other night. I have
let's see it.
Picture.
Let's see it.
Grab the phone. You're going to love this.
Where was it? In Vegas?
In Vegas. That was Monday night.
That's awesome. That's great. So that guy's hilarious. That's good. That's good stuff. The shirt came off, the whole deal. I love it.
Like that, dude. Yeah, we're having dinner. Like, let me get a picture. Because hold on a second. Finish his shirt off. Yeah, we are.
Are you going to the Super Bowl? You going to the game?
No, I'm actually bartending at my bar.
That's where the money's going to be made on Super Bowl Sunday, right? I love it. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Big fan
Thanks
of the show.
Me,
congrats on all the success. All appreciate you coming. Yeah. That's good stuff.